This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Garage Studio on what weekend?
Auto World weekend. Yes, how's your Auto World been? Good to have you along. Each and every week we take you under the hood, in the trunk, and we might even today take you under the car here on Auto World. We're going to get down, get you greasy. Why not? We're going to find out what makes the thing tick. Here on the third hour of Auto World, oh, have I got some good stuff for you from the Auto World Plaza today, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho live. It's always a treat sitting on a 1975. That spring is always in the way. Sitting there on the spring 75 Ford Country Squire wagon. It's got a lot of seats, but that spring we got to get fixed. Whew. Hey, you never know when Delivering David's going to drop in and give us some news. You never know, so stay tuned for him. Maybe if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's his problem, not mine. Got another birthday for you. Oh, yeah. How about this number? 55.5 billion. I said billion. And the next question with that number, they are positioned correctly, or really are they? Stay tuned for that. Absolutely. But this week I've got to get you helping there on the aspect of, what to look for. In what? In buying a used car. How about even a new car? Have you got a new car? There's always someone looking for a car. Here this last week in the Greasy Garage, I've had a lot of people text me with pictures and ads. And this is an Auto World tip that I pass along to my family, my relatives, my clients, my customers, my friends, everybody, including the dogs out there. The dogs are going to bark loud. Yes, they are. Maybe even a kitty cat. Meow, meow. I don't do a very good kitty cat. Anyway, we're going to, meaning these pictures and these text ads that I get, what do you think of this one, Mark? Well, there you go. No need to go out from the Greasy Garage when you can send me a photo or the ad and I look at it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later here in the hour of Auto World, of some tips that will help you. Not only, if you're not looking to buy a car, that's no problem, but what happens if you're thinking about maybe selling the car? Well, Mark, I'm not really selling my car right now. No, but, food for thought at all times. I'm trying to... I didn't ask you to get the pencil and paper out this hour because you're going to memorize this stuff today here on Auto World. Today on Auto World, of course, we're always going to have something as a gift for you, like maybe some trivia. Let's do a trivia question right now. Just throw one out there. In 1962, the first fuel-injected turbocharged V8 engine is introduced by what car company? Trivia question. 1962, the first fuel-injected turbocharged V8 engine is introduced by what car company? The number here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. Always got that number since 1992. Is good to go for you. You're the star of the show. Please interrupt me at any time. I want to help you fix that muffler. You have a muffler rattle? You might want to just answer that trivia question also, because I do have a couple. Well, we did find a couple bent rims. They're steel rims, though. They're not aluminum. You see those aluminum rims? They crack, but these are steel. We'll throw those in the gift basket. You got to pay for shipping. I don't know. They're 25 pounds each. No big deal. No, I'll never do that to you. Never. You always get a little special gift. Again, Auto World, my phone number, 855-660-4261, and or the email, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Welcome your answer to the trivia question. I also welcome your car, questions on that estimate that you just received a couple days ago from the repair shop. Or that question of, hey, what's that that noise. What? What noise? Well, I've got a noise mark, and I just don't really know what it is. Well, that's a rod knocking in the bottom basement of your engine. Yes, your engine does have a basement, and that rod's knocking. When they're knocking, they're... Anyway, we got to fix the knock. We don't want it to knock. Change your oil. Get the trash out of there. Okay? Let's do it. Let's get right to the birthday. This is a birthday for you guys. Yeah, and happy birthday to all of you that are having a birthday, of course. This birthday, I want to do a shout-out to this birthday. The guys will love this one. Bo Derek. Bo Derek. She turned 64. Happy birthday, Bo Derek. We always love to, I always like doing birthdays to each and every one of you. And if you want to do a shout-out to your birthday, hey, I welcome you to do that here on Auto World. And then what did you get yourself for your birthday present? A new car? Maybe a auto accessory that goes in your car? Did you get a new radio, new stereo, maybe an MP3 player? See, birthdays in my life, in my auto world, always has to wrap around automobiles. I got to have new floor mats. Maybe, did you get yourself some mud flaps with, yeah, I know, the truckers always have the chrome little grill, the grill on there, not a grill, but a girl, on the mud flaps. How about new, maybe new seat cover for that old seat like I'm sitting on, this 1975 Ford Country Squire wagon seat that just smells antique-ish. I don't know if I can stand it for the rest of the hour. I'll have to. Anyway, yeah, I got to get back in my Dodge Viper seat here next week. Anyway, get a gift for your friend that's having a birthday party, a birthday, and it, make it automotive related, even if it's a gift card to your favorite parts store. Because anymore, you go into a parts store and what do you see? You end up seeing, in fact, a lot of, well, rows and rows of, well, one row is completely cleaning, detail solutions from all different makes and models. And the next row is, of course, oil additives, oil supplements, oil, 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 oil. That's boring. Don't buy yourself a quart of oil for your birthday. Get over to the a steering wheel cover. Look at that. Betty Boop for you girls. And you guys, if you like Betty Boop, then buy one. There's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that, in fact, you get a gift. Auto World. What is Auto World, folks? Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. It's like a parts store. Like I've always called Auto World, it's like a restaurant. We've got a menu. We won't change the menu ever. We sometimes add a few things. Here, this third hour, I've got a recall. I want you to. Now, you got to go to work. You got to get the pen and pencil out and the paper because I've got a Ford recall coming up later in the program, and it has something to do with everyone, each and every one of you that's got a Ford Explorer, F-150, F-250, F-350, and even a Lincoln. Now, Lincoln Consumer Reports came out, you know, with that most reliable car, and Lincoln was at the bottom of the pile. Ugh. This was done between the year 2000 and 2020. That's a lot of years, but it takes a lot of... How many years does it take you to put miles on your love affair called the car, your truck, your company car, your company truck? How long does it take you? How many hours or minutes do you spend at the gas station with that gas nozzle, diesel nozzle in your hand, putting liquid in the tank? Question for you. Do you have an antique car, vintage car sitting at home too? Have you put Stabil in the gas? I've got to remind you now, Stabil is a gas stabilizer. It keeps the MTB, the flames from burning. We want it to burn. It doesn't stop it from burning. It makes it burn when you're ready to use that vintage and antique car. But if you're going through a lot of, on the other side of the automotive garage, or we can say, I don't flip the coin, I flip hubcaps. Let's go on the other side of the hubcap. You got the antique car sitting in the stall over there on the right, got the old gas in it, you put Stabil in it. Good, 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 because when you go to fire it up next spring, it's going to start right up and run fantastic. You won't be hiring a technician or myself to do what? Overhaul the carburetor and clean it out to start it right. Now, on the other side, you got your company car, your company truck, and you're traveling to and from to do your job. And you're putting in a tank of gas every week. And that's 28, 30 gallons maybe. With that said, are you putting fuel injector cleaner in there? Do. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with, oh no.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wolf Creek, halfway up all the creek, that is circling on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl, and his eyes was wide. His lip was curled, and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
It does happen. You never know. It's called a love affair for the automobile.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Email right now, right here, right now. Get a hold of me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's what we want you to do because all of us here in Auto World, because I like to help. I like to help each and every one of you get through those car, I don't call them problems, challenges, those car challenges. Maybe that oil leak. Maybe that antifreeze leak. Uh-oh. Is my water pump leaking? Uh-oh. Is my serpentine belt really even bad? We're going to go to the email bag here in just a little bit here on Auto World, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, live in my greasy garage studio. Good to have you along. It's a treat, and I'm very honored and proud to be here with for you to help you. And to actually help you maybe learn something. Maybe I might learn something. I hope so. I hope so. Takes two heads are better than one. That's all there is to it. Here on Auto World, I always love to share trivia, and I've got some great gifts for you. Yeah, sometimes I throw in the cracked windshield, but this time, no, the cracked windshield is going to stay in the 1953 Lincoln Continental out here that we have, the black one that's all smashed and rusty and all that. And here's the trivia question this week for all of you folks, to win those detail. I got some detail, some wash drops, a little Meguiar's. And, oh, you know what? Let's just go ahead and do it. I've got a book, The Ethanol Papers, I'm going to throw in from Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. Check out the Auto Channel. Throw in that book for you, and you can learn all about that ethanol that I was talking about before the break. Again, if you're going through a tank of gas each and every week through your on your car or a tank of gas a month, you don't have to put Stabil in that tank of gas if it's sitting there in a month's time. I'm talking about an antique or vintage car that's sitting there for over a month. Put some Stabil in it. Doesn't hurt a thing. It helps. But for you folks that are driving and burning up the week here that we're going into, you're going to be driving to go see relatives and all, make sure you put a bottle of fuel and cleaner in there. STP is good. Definitely. That helps. Oh, just make sure that on the bottle it says super concentrated or the word concentrated. That said, let's do that trivia question. In 1962, the first fuel-injected turbocharged V8 engine is introduced by what car manufacturer? I got an email that just came in. Let's go to it. See, it's fresh email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And let's see here. Looks like, it's George. George, hi. And he is saying that it is Oldsmobile. George, you're absolutely right. It is Oldsmobile Jetfire car.
Oh, yeah.
Turbocharged V8 in 1962. The first fuel-injected turbocharged V8 was Oldsmobile. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And, George, you've got down here, you're listening to us in Utah on a new station, one of our affiliates. And, I do appreciate it. And, in fact, let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to KBJA, 1640 AM, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, and Sandy, Utah. Good to have you folks along. I think it was about a month ago. you joined in with being an affiliate of Auto World. I do appreciate it. I'm very honored to help each and every one of you folks down there in the Salt Lake area with your car questions and to give you maybe some entertainment and also some fun. Not only entertainment, but the fun word of maybe birthdays, taking your emails, your calls. I'm going to have auto racing news for you. And in fact, we're going to be talking about a recall here in a little bit. You know, like again, grab a pencil and a pen or get a piece of paper, whatever you prefer. I'd prefer an ink pen instead of a pencil. Do you have a pen in your glove box in your car? I hope so. Do you have a flashlight in your glove box? Do you have a set of gloves in your glove box? It's a good thing to do that. The first and foremost thing, do you have a first aid kit? What? Yeah, you can buy those little first aid kits. They don't have to be the hard plastic case. It's huge and big. You can get one of those fold-up style ones, and I do recommend it. Band-Aids, some ointment in there for even maybe some fire spray. You just never know when, in fact, you have to get out and you have to grab a leaky radiator hose. Your hand might get burnt. You need that. You need some spray for the heat to cool you down. What's another thing you might want? Here's an Auto World tip that I want you to add into that glove box also. Those little hand pocket units that you basically just tear and move around a little bit and they get really hot in your hand. Yeah, those are really awesome. And then do you have an extra wool jacket? Maybe an extra coat in the back? Yeah, I hope you do because we are in that W word, winter. We're going into it. You can always leave that winter jacket, that wool jacket, whatever suits you. I like to have today's the dry cell type clothing. You can have a shirt in there that repels water and keeps you warm too. And then throw a pair of sandals in there because you never know in the summertime when you're going to hit the beach. Yeah. You folks listening in Florida and, of course, out in L.A., California, and Boston area. Oh, the Boston Ocean's a little bit cold, especially this time of year. But anyway, it does warm up. So throw those things in there and in the back, and you'll be good to go. Flashlight is another thing you might want to do. AAA, yes, they do sell a crank. A crank, folks, no batteries. A crank-up flashlight. I've got three of them. You just crank it, and you got light. When we come back, we're going to talk $55.5 billion in profit. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. Grab some more popcorn.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again taking part in the virtual G20 summit on Sunday. The president telling world leaders on Saturday he wants Americans vaccinated first for COVID-19. Relax, that's what Senator Kevin Cramer is saying on NBC's Meet the Press. Cramer saying he's confused as to why some people are upset that President Trump is pursuing every legal option available to him.
I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy.
The North Dakota Republican continues.
I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court.
Despite CDC recommendations, many people are traveling ahead of the holiday. The TSA screening over 1 million passengers at the nation's airports on Friday, making it the second busiest day since the coronavirus outbreak hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This feels good. This 1975 Ford Squire station wagon bench seat with that spring right there. Oh, gosh. The smell of antique. Welcome back. This is Auto World. Good to have each and every one of you along. That question of the week here in Auto World is, what are you thankful for? Share it with me. I'll start. I'm thankful for family, friends, and health. And to being here with you, helping you and with your car needs, your cat wants, your dog needs, yes. Share with me. What are you thankful for? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's the best place to go. Oh, somebody's at the door. Knocking at the door pretty loud. Let me go get that door here. Come on in. Oh, it's delivering David. Huh? Oh. Who let the dogs out? Woo! Delivering David. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he says, I figured you'd be tired of popcorn by now, and you got some dog treats for me. Real funny, Delivering David. And he brought some brand new news in. Fantastic. And it has something to do with what? Dogs. Subaru announces triple wins for National Make a Dog's Day campaign. Delivering David, you did it again. Good job. Subaru of America, folks, announced the National Make a Dog's Day campaign has been awarded 3 independent honors for creative excellence. Yes, Subaru. Subaru and dogs have come together again. They got some great TV ads on that, too, and radio ads. The automaker's campaign, which centered on driving awareness for last to be adopted pets during Subaru Loves a Pet Month. That was in October, and they're still doing it. They were honored with Adweek Media Plan of the Year for Best Cause Marketing Campaign. That's fantastic. Let's give them a hand, everybody. Yes. You know, that's the whole thing. When you have a car, do you buy a car for a dog? I hope you do. Well, this campaign with Subaru, they've come together and they want you to adopt a dog. Each and every one of us in our cities do have dogs at the humane, you know, societies in your area. They might be called a different thing in your area, but come together. Adopt a dog. Subaru, congratulations again on the triple win for the National Make a Dog's Day campaign. That's what my wife and I did. We have a rescue, and she's been with us for quite some time. I call her Greasy Gracie. Absolutely. Here at the, everything's greasy here, including my dog. Greasy Gracie. Anyway, adopt a dog, folks. And again, let's salute Subaru for doing it. Bring the dogs together. With that, dogs in cars, dogs in truck. I got a little rant and rave. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? You got a dog and you got a pickup truck, but you got your dog and your toolbox in the back of your pickup box and the dog's in the back of the pickup box running around. What the heck is going on with that? I don't like it. I don't like that dog being loose in that pickup box, you guys, gals. Let's not do that. And if your dog's up on the toolbox, I saw that the other day. The dog's up standing on the toolbox, attached to no seatbelt, no nothing. And I'm just saying that I'm not saying that you're a bad driver. I'm not saying that the dog does not like that. What I am saying is that the person in front of you might stop quick. And when they do, or you might swerve to miss the person who stopped in front of you and the dog will slide off the toolbox. So let's not do that. All right, let's get on with something that we've been all waiting for, and that is what to look for. Where? Over there. No, over there. No, right over there. Okay, right over there. What to look for when buying a used/new car. See, the word new could be, you're thinking new as in the dealer, going over to the dealer, buying that car that's a day old, 2 days old. I'm talking about a used, new to you type car. See, for some reason this time of year, well, going into the end of the year, we tend to want to get a new car. Maybe tax purposes. Maybe it's we got a Christmas bonus early. Huh? You never know. And you want to spend it on a car. You want to get rid of the other one and trade it off or sell it and or get a new one. New used to you. Well, even new ones, folks, let's start there. If you're buying a car that's brand spanking new, that's only a day old, here's what I did one day. When I bought, back in the day, oh, that Chrysler minivan. Yes, had a little baby girl at home, and I decided to get away from the four-door and go into the van. So what did Chrysler do? They brought us the Dodge Caravan and the Chrysler minivans, the Voyager. I decided to step up to the plate and buy the Voyager. And when I did, what did I get? I got a van with a sliding door, passenger side only. Yeah, they changed because later in life today, they have power sliding doors on both sides. But back then, it was only on the passenger side. They would only let the passengers get out at the curb over there on the passenger side. No problemos. It worked. Well, before I made the deal with the car salesman there at the dealer. It was fun. I liked that game. There must be 18 people involved. But I got to the 18th person and it came together. But before I signed the contract on that car that seemed to me at that time, which was a lot of money at that time for me, I said, hey, Mark, being a mechanic, being a technician, being a person who is working on metal all day long, I bet you that van got delivered at this dealership on a truck. And it went up and down that truck who knows how many times. And who drove that truck up and that van up and down that delivery truck? I don't know. Maybe the truck driver. Do they care about that car? No. Just get it off, sell it, be done, and go get another load. So the first thing I said was to that salesman, before I sign the dotted line, I want a four-wheel alignment done. He's like, what? I said, yeah, I won't buy that van until four-wheel alignment gets done. And he said, are you nuts? There's nothing. It's brand new. There's nothing wrong with that minivan. It can't be out of alignment. Well, just so happens, he was mad because I wouldn't sign the dotted line. And I just walked out. He called me the next day and he says, come get your van and sign the dotted line, as you call it. Mr. Evans, we did a four-wheel alignment. And I want to thank you. And I said, what? Well, come on down. I want to thank you. I went down to back down to the dealership to pick up this. I think it was an 86, 87 Voyager, Plymouth Voyager. He said to me, he says, yeah, he said, thank you. I'm a salesman. I'm not a technician. I'm not a mechanic. And that here's the alignment sheet showing him and everybody, including myself, the buyer, how far it was off of alignment. He said, you know what? I'm going to be doing this and throwing that in as a sales plus whenever I sell a car to people today. And why? He said, because if you wouldn't have done that, look at that. Your front tires would have been that. You'd have been gobbling and eating. That van would have been eating up the front tires. Well, it just so happens it did not. And a little short story there. And it didn't. It never ate up the tires. In fact, the radio tires that were on it stayed on that van for many, many years, which saved Mark Evans, yours truly, a lot of moolah for later. Okay, now let's get to the used cars real quick. Look at body lines. Walk around the car and look at body lines. See if the body lines on the left, the right, the hood lines, the trunk lines, the back door lines, the front door, you know, all the lines have to be the same. What I'm saying is I don't want you to stick your index finger in the crack between the front door and the front fender and then go over on the other side and there's no crack at all. Okay? And I'm talking about, oops, that thing must have been in a accident. Well, Mark, I got a Carfax done and it doesn't show any accident. Back up the bus here on the Carfax because they don't have to report all accidents. They don't have to report anything. It's voluntary. No, nobody's paying anybody to report anything. So it's up to you to make sure that the Carfax is in the glove box and it's going to stay there. And I'm going to look at that car. I'm going to walk around and look at the paint. And then look at paint discoloration. Make sure maybe the paint is discolored. Maybe fainted. Maybe it looks pretty close, but if you get it in the sun, you'll see that it's been crashed on the left side and it's been painted. When we come back, is there any bolts missing? Yeah, loosen up behind the steering wheel maybe? I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. What a pleasure to have you with me today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
What time it is? It's Auto World time. Welcome to Auto World Weekend. Good to have you along from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A treat, pleasure, and honor to be here with you today and each and every week and each and every day. And with that said, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping again. With that email, you can email me anytime to tell me how good, bad, or otherwise I'm doing. And or if you have car questions, truck questions, you know, snowmobile questions, just think even an estimate's not right. The bill's not right. You want to scream out to somebody about how much they charged you? I'm your guy, Mark Evans. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. One word. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Of course, since 1992, the phone number here live, 855-660-4261. When I say, do you know what time it is? Well, it's time to do that recall. A lot of you have been waiting. I've been, well, it's just time to do it. Get your pen and paper out.
Show me what you got.
All right, I'm going to show you what I got, Grease Monkey. Well, and this fact, and Grease Monkey's going to be needed to fix this thing. It's a recall. And this recall, folks, Ford Explorer, 2020 Ford Explorers. Now, there's a lot of years here that I'm going to mention on this recall. This just, Ford Motor Company is recalling certain 2020 Explorers and 2020 Lincoln Aviator vehicles. The side airbag and or seat belt module attachments may not have been properly tightened in the front seats. They weren't tightened, folks. Period. So if you've got a 2020 Explorer or a 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the side airbag and or seat back module attachments may be loose. It's a simple fix for that Grease Monkey. And the word of the week, again, is free. F-R-E-E. All right? Now, let's get on with the next one, though, with Ford. I've got a couple, but I wanted to get to the F-150s as I basically promoted earlier. The Ford Motor Company is recalling certain 20, here's the years, write them down, or you can memorize them, whichever, you know, what it works, but I want to get this information out to you to get, and how do you get your recalls fixed? Go to the dealership, call the dealership, but make sure that you write down or take a picture of the from your cell phone, the VIN number, and give them the VIN number. That's how we get the recall fixed for the word of the day, free. Okay. 2018 through 2020 F-150s and 2019 through 2020 F-250s, F-350s, F-450s, and F-550s Super Duty pickup trucks. The 2018 through 2019 Ford Explorers, 2019 through 2020 expeditions and the 2020 escape vehicles. Well, what's going on? Well, equipped with the driver and or passenger's manual front seat back recliner mechanisms. Now, this is the manual. Now, if you have power seats, don't worry about this recall. But if it's manual, the front seat back recliner mechanisms, well, they're included. Also, this is a 2024 Explorer on the Lincoln Aviator. This, the outboard seats, the manual seat back recliner mechanisms, are missing the third, we call it a pawl. Third appall required for the seat back strength, well, it's loose. And that is not good because you could be driving down the road. It didn't get tightened from the factory, and you could be driving down the road, and what happens? Your seat back, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but it's not fun because it's happened to yours truly. When you push on the gas pedal, you don't realize how much you're pushing on the back part of your seat. And it's real scary. What happens, as it happened to me, when the seat broke, I was in a Ford Explorer, a 1994 Ford Explorer back in the day, and it's used. It had a lot of miles on it. They were bringing it in the shop for something. I went for a test drive after I got it fixed. As I pushed on the gas pedal to go out of the shop, the back of the seat literally went backwards. And I went backwards, but my right foot, called the go pedal foot, went full throttle. And I instantly let off, and I hit the brakes. Well, what ended up happening is exactly the same part that they're talking about. It wasn't a pawl part, they call it today, but the metal piece had actually was loose, wobbling, and it moved out of its way from where it's supposed to be, causing the back to go backwards. So what I want you to do, if you've got any of the years I mentioned, and or you can Google that Ford recall, Ford Explorer, F-150, F-250, 350, 450, 550. I don't know if too many of you are driving an F-550 to church every day. But, you know, that's a big boy one, and that would be scary if that thing was behind you and his seat went back. So let's get these fixed. Love doing recalls in the auto world because it's a matter of making sure that everybody's safe and not causing any accidents and everybody's happy. See, that's what it's all about. That question again for Auto World this week. What are you thankful for? Since 1992, 855 is our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go now to the email bag. Let's see, where's it at? Get it over here. There it is. Okay. David came in, he moved it. I'm going to reach into the email bag. We've got a couple seconds left, I think, and we're going to get another email done because I had a bunch of them come in this last week. Here's a good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a great gift for you, too. The Ethanol Papers. That's a book that Mark Roush wrote. It's about 2 inches thick. You're going to find everything out about ethanol that you're burning in your car. And some good stuff that's going to keep that car looking clean. This is from Angie. Okay, let's go. Angie, here, let's see. She says, hi, Mark. Emailing you from Texas. Oh, hey, let's do a shout-out. What? A shout-out. A shout-out, too. KEYS 1440 AM, Portland, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have each and every one of you. Like they say in Texas, everything's big in Texas. Oh, yeah, San Antonio, Texas. I love that river walk. Beautiful, beautiful area. Walk down through there, the Alamo, of course. Okay, let's get on with email. Hey, I got to do a shout out. Hi, Mark. Emailing you from Texas. Hope you and your family are doing good. Thank you. We are. Thank you, thank you. I drive a Toyota Camry every day. Great car. And just yesterday, my turn signal stopped working. No blinking. And the turn signal arm does not stay down or up anymore. What do you think is wrong, and how much do you believe it will cost to fix? Your best listener, Angie. Angie, thank you. I've been looking for my best listener. I just found her. Thank you, Angie. And with that, Angie, Toyota Camry. Now, see, I'm going back in my file cabinet in my head here. If your turn signal arm that you're calling will not stay up or stay down, that means that the actuator inside the turn signal switch is worn out, broke. Did you ever happen to hear any crunch? When you pulled the lever down that one day to go left, down is left, right is up. If you pushed it down and it seemed a little hard to do, but you went forward anyway, and you went, and you just broke the actuator there, Angie. Or did you go up to go right, and you heard that, my actuator just broke. Uh-oh. So, Angie, here's what's going on. We've got to take the steering wheel off. Well, first off, the plastic trim around the steering column, where you stick the ignition key in there on the right, where that turn signal arm is on the left, and then you got, of course, probably a windshield washer lever there, too. You got to. We have to take... first off, let's go back. I don't want you doing this yourself, Angie. This is actually for a repair shop. You need to get that done. Take the plastic trim off, pull the steering wheel off, buy a turn signal switch. It's going to cost you about $350, roughly, because you're in Texas. Each and every area has different labor rates. So I'm educated guess, ASC certified, master technician. I am doing a guess in Texas rates. But you're looking at probably $300, $350, and it might be all the way up to $500. They got to take the steering wheel off, deal with the airbag, take the plastic trims off to get in there and buy that turn signal switch. The turn signal switch, Angie, just the part alone will probably run you, they're going to probably charge you $175 up to $200 just for that. It can be fixed, though, Angie, and that's how you do it, folks. Angie, thank you. I've got your email, your address to me here. I do appreciate it, and I'll get some gifts out to you. Some gifts that you'll love. You'll love. In fact, I have a Toyota Camry gift I'm going to send you. You'll love it. Well, folks, the garage door is going now. Well, thank everybody that helps put Auto World on. Of course, Axelrod Alex, thank you. Producer, you're the producer of all producers. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Of course, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always saying I'm looking good. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. And, of course, know-it-all Jay, the janitor. He's a loudmouth. Don't let everybody know, but he does a good job. He keeps her clean around here. Hey, everybody, one thing. Be happy. Be thankful for this last week and this week coming. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.